OpenAI abruptly shuts down Sora video platform just months after launch. By Lucas Nolan on March 25, 2026. OpenAI is shutting down its Sora video platform less than a year after its debut, marking a significant strategic pivot as the AI company refocuses its efforts on business productivity tools and potentially prepares for a public stock offering. The Wall Street Journal reports that OpenAI is pulling the plug on its Sora video platform, a consumer-facing product that the company launched with considerable excitement last year but has since faded from the public spotlight. The decision represents a major shift in the company's product strategy as it narrows its focus on enterprise and coding applications. CEO Sam Altman informed staff members about the changes on Tuesday, announcing that the company would wind down all products utilizing its video models. The discontinuation extends beyond just the consumer-facing Sora app to include a developer version of the platform and video functionality within ChatGPT itself. The move comes as OpenAI undergoes a broader strategic realignment designed to concentrate the company's computing resources and top engineering talent on productivity tools suitable for both enterprise clients and individual users. This refocusing effort precedes a potential initial public offering that could occur as early as the fourth quarter of this year. Last week, the company announced plans to consolidate its ChatGPT desktop application, coding tool Codex, and browser into a single unified platform it calls a super app. OpenAI anticipates that this consolidated product will help align its workforce around a cohesive vision rather than fragmenting attention across multiple disparate offerings. OpenAI initially launched Sora in September with aspirations of expanding its consumer market dominance. The platform featured a TikTok-style social feed that enabled users to create and share AI-generated video content with one another. Following the launch, Altman actively encouraged users to experiment with the technology by inserting themselves into famous scenes from popular culture. However, some OpenAI employees expressed surprise at the substantial computing resources allocated to the Sora project, particularly given the absence of clear evidence demonstrating consumer demand for such a product. Despite these internal concerns, Altman pushed the company to think ambitiously about its product roadmap, even unveiling plans for a new AI hardware device scheduled for release in coming years. The platform's launch was not without controversy. OpenAI initially released Sora without adequate guardrails to prevent the unauthorized use of copyrighted content, triggering a brief legal battle over intellectual property rights. The company subsequently added controls allowing content owners to block the use of their likenesses or copyrighted material. In December, Disney announced a substantial investment of $1 billion in OpenAI. The partnership agreement included plans to license more than 200 Disney characters for use on the Sora platform, enabling users to create and share AI-generated videos featuring beloved characters from the Disney universe. The three-year deal would have allowed people to insert themselves into scenarios like wielding a lightsaber alongside Luke Skywalker or appearing in Toy Story scenes. However, Disney's investment in OpenAI will not move forward. A Disney spokeswoman stated, "As the nascent AI field advances rapidly, we respect OpenAI's decision to exit the video generation business and to shift its priorities elsewhere." Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI by Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.